What is it now? 9 o'clock?
Almost.
Oh, okay. So we got 2.5 hours to wait.
Yeah. Before anything happens.
It's got a stabilizer in it.
Yeah.
And it's made by Leica, the lenses. We use these in South Africa with very good success.
That'll work beautifully here.
You got a 12x zoom with only that much extension.
Exactly right.
Is that something?
That's very good.
At f/2.8, continuous throughout the zoom range.
Really?
Now that's the part that gets me.
Well, here's the trick. 2.6 micron pixel size, 5 megapixel sensor.
Okay.
So the CCD is very small. So the actual focal length of this sucker is only 72 millimeters.
Okay.
You with me?
Yes.
So if they were to make one of these for an SLR, it'd be like that long.
Right.
For a 35mm SLR.
Right.
We used these last year in South Africa to photograph the game. They are awesome. We have a pair of them. F/2.8, they've got a stabilizer for shake. They take excellent pictures. The lens, as I said, is made by lights. People never believe me. They look at this and say, you got to be putting me on. That's a 12x zoom.
Like a pinhole camera made out of a
straw. 1000 ohm solar filter.
If the little sun were brighter, you'd be able to see.
So, now what about this foggy stuff? I guess it won't interfere with what we're
Well, it's going to all burn off.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, sure.
Okay. I'll remember that.
Yeah.
When we get to that eclipse, I'll say, okay.
Oops. Oh, you left your
Elevation, 1,079 meters.
179 meters,
isn't it? I'm sorry. Did I say
1,000? Yeah. IQs are dropping. IQs are dropping.
179 meters. North, 31 degrees, 34.
Okay.
Elevation. East, 25 degrees.
What's latitude? 30, below 32.
25.
No, that's...
I'm 31, 34 is where we are.
31, 34. So, okay. So I'm a hair off that way, too. All right.
Okay, 31, 34.
I got north.
East, 25. Okay.
I'm fine.
Did you get north this time?
Yeah.
Can you believe me now?
Well, I didn't not believe you, but I was off. I had set it to 3 degrees below declination, not 3 degrees above. Because all my testing before I left was before spring.
Okay.
So I went 3 degrees. So now when I get the sun lined up, in azimuth, it's pointing just to the right in front.
You work too well.
Yeah.
Is that combined counterweight and victory celebration?
Right. Yeah. Why take dead weight?
Excellent.
There's too many clouds. hold on. I can do it now. Finally. Sun. Okay.
So, what's the pulley and this is like a homemade tracking device?
This is the device. Have you ever seen it? Well, it's hand driven. At least it's lightweight.
Right. So once you get it properly aligned, you can just crack using this one knob
and
it.
This is the delta. It's like adjustment in the declination.
Shows the Mediterranean Sea up in the upper right corner.
That's neat.
It shows, it's this GPS, but it shows the Mediterranean Sea in the upper right corner.
That's cool.
At least when I get home, I can say where I was. As far as...
So there's been a terrible mistake. The GPS is off by 100 miles today.
Probably. Yeah, let's see. There was indications of problems with GPS due to magnetic storms when they happen from the sun. Mm-hmm. There are problems that occur that can make airplanes turn around and go back, I guess. Oh. Well, okay. Yeah. Okay, I will at least mark this down in pencil and paper.
So once you're here, what do you need the GPS for? I mean,
just for fun. Well, I thought it for something else. We do geocaching and we do
okay.
For that. So. And I thought, well, as long as I have it, I might as well say, well, yeah, here's where we were.
Go back and
we saw an eclipse in India in I think it was '96, and that was just when GPS was becoming widely available. And the astronomers on our tour had a GPS unit, you know, they were really excited, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so as we were busing around, this is a tour, you know, we went to the Taj Mahal and things. Every time the bus stopped on the last couple of days,
they were like, what did you say? What did
they say? Good spot, good spot. If we were trapped here, we'd be all right.
And we did a geocache at the pyramids a couple of days ago.
I mean, you've actually found it?
Well, it's a virtual. You have to walk around the pyramid and do some stuff. There used to be some actual ones there, but I can see why they'd all been stolen.
Well, that's sort of the thing I know. So we still have to go on the it is all good fun running this sort of scheme. You meet such bright people. There's so many really bright kids around the world. And sort of the Bill and Melinda Gates vision was that not everyone wants to come to the States. England is a good place for people from all over the English-speaking world to come. And Oxford has the Rhodes Scheme, of course, Rhodes Scholars, but they're fairly restricted in certain restrictions in the States. Well, these Gates scholarships apply for the whole world. But anyway, the nice thing is that the pressure's off now that I'm semi-retired.
Yeah, I'm trying to retire myself.
What's your profession?
Excellent.
Yes.
Design blood analyzers for Central Clinical Laboratory.
Yes.
Yes. It's fun. Been doing that for 35 years.
Oh, right. And it also into microbiology and parasites these days.
So I hadn't heard of Gates Foundation doing scholarships. I thought
no,
they were...
this was a one-off, I think.
I think.
We had to exert a little pressure on Bill Gates to get this money out of him. But yeah, we've been around for 800 years in Cambridge, you know. And in 800 years, you learn how to exert pressure on people.
Well, I just got totally off the feet about this stuff. They were talking about leaving, so I waited till the last minute to set up. Are you set up?
I'm set up. I'm standing up. That's all I need.
Oh, that's you taking that.
I've taken pictures before, and you know, I don't need to do it again.
If I ever get a decent one, I'll never do it again.
I'm not going to compete with professional astronomers, you know, so I took some myself that came out pretty well, so I've got them on my wall. That's all I need. Jay doesn't look worried. Jay doesn't look worried.
And I'm going to go explore over there and see
okay,
what it
we
looks
could
like.
Go ahead quick, though.
My God.
Astonished.
If you're with them, you must be used to it by now.
Yeah, kinda. When we were in, we were together in '92. There was an annular in California, in January, and the weather was crappy in LA. Like,
yeah, I was there.
You were there.
I lived there, so I was there.
Okay, so Jay knew, Jay made previous contact with the guys in the weather office somewhere. I've forgotten where. Maybe it was San Francisco. So he was phoning them, and he was on the net until we left Steve's house. And then we were in the car. And that was before cell phones. So we kept stopping at phones, and Jay would phone the weather office. And actually, the weather office in California stopped being useful. He phoned home because he told somebody there how to read all the weather charts and all, and tell them where the hell the cloud was right then. So he could look up and say, you know, it's like this, and over there it's like this too, so we'll keep going. So we did that a couple of times, and we ended up on a hill overlooking La Jolla. And there were some clouds, thin though, little strips. We saw the most fabulous thing. I saw, looking through a telescope, two green flashes. One on this, one on this. It was, I didn't believe the green flash existed, but it does.
I've seen it a couple times at the beach.
Yeah, well, if you got that opportunity, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
We're on the island. So I did. A lot of American culture and all that, I know. Doing something wrong is like this. I thought I'd be able to see through the viewfinder. I got the mirror.
You got the lens on? Are you sure the camera hasn't shut off?
No, I had it back on. That still shouldn't affect the viewfinder, though, too.
Well, it depends. Like, my camera, there's the viewfinder is electronic, too, so you don't see anything unless the camera's on.
I don't see jack shit. I did something wrong.
Could you spot Jay yet?
Yeah, actually, he was over there, but they just...
Steve.
Jay and Steve were both over there, and they just... They just were unhappy with their position and decided to move over there.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's them over there next to the fence. So I think their theory is that the shadow direction is from over there. So they want to see the...
Stuff's being passed out over there. Go see if you can get some, whatever it is.
Okay, right there.
Thank you. Oh, they do have stamps. Oh, I made my fortune on this. Who was it complaining that they didn't issue a stamp?
Oh, you're kidding. Wow. Oh, gosh. Well, I had to get one of these for my kid. Love it.
Okay. They seem to have a lot of them, but...
Yeah, it sort of defeats the purpose, it seems like, if you're trying to convince him to do it, you know, as a money-making thing, you know.
Well, yeah, but they can, you know, sell to stamp collectors.
Right, but, I mean, they just gave away a couple thousand of them. So your value kind of...
Yeah, but, you know, they sell them to stamp collectors for face value, and then the stamp collectors, you know...
Well, these are...
Never,
these never don't have them. Face value. They're, I mean, these are stamped first day.
Oh, so you like can't use these for postage?
No, it's been stamped. See, this is, it's got postmarked.
Oh, okay.
See, it's a first day cover. This is, so it's issued today.
I never did stamp, so I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, this was issued today, and it's postmarked today. So that's the first day anyway. It's very, very special. Except that they just gave away. Just in this little square area. Mm-hmm. Who knows how many they actually make. Anyway.
Who knows? We might get a big flare.
Yeah, right?
I've always wanted to see one of those.
Yeah, but those are all time lapse, aren't they?
I know. But I would like to see it like that.
Yeah.
And I can sit there for a couple of
days. Yeah, right.
Not so good at night, but.
Yeah. I was thinking on the way up here that there ought to be an alternate eclipse thing for the really, really fanatic, where you figure out where the shadow would have been visible on the night side of the Earth, and you go there. You say, well, if the Earth were transparent, we could now see the eclipse from here.
Oh, well, now that's harder because you're
further away, but you know, for a deep eclipse, it would go all the way through, so it'd be cool, yeah.
Pretty deep eclipse to go on there.
No, I think, you know, if you remember Steve's diagram, you know, the shadow sometimes falls like 3 or 4 Earth diameters short, and sometimes goes 3 or 4 diameters long.
Okay, well, if it's more than a diameter long, okay.
So this would be the alternate eclipse chasers who go to the dark side.
Hello there.
You ready?
We'll see. At least the sky is clearing.
I'm pretty pleased with the way the mist is blown off.
Yeah.
So who's doing the multi-exposure?
Oh, I am.
Oh, you are? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering, isn't that kind of an obsolete technique now that everything can be done digitally?
It is.
But it's fun to do anyway, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I actually printed, I did the same thing, but with multiple prints. Multiple exposures on the one print. So I've got a 8.5 by 11 that's got four partial phases on it.
Right.
So I like the effect, but I did it all just by assembling it in the print. And
I just did it on
one
piece of film.
You're just
going
to do it in camera, okay?
Right. That's what I always do. Is one of my cameras is doing the multi-exposure.
Okay.
And I usually get about 13 total images on usually, 5 to 6 before, and then totality, and then 5 or 6 after.
Yeah. And hope no one kicks your tripod.
Correct. I mean, I haven't started yet, but I put the sign up there just so that people are aware. Yeah. Well, I've had good luck so far, so I'll keep my fingers crossed that the same will happen this time.
Yeah, and no errant clouds come through at the right. So
I've had a few cases where, some of the partial ones have been partially obscured because the sun, the clouds happened to just pass by right when I was doing it. And, you have a little bit of leeway, because I usually do it every 6 minutes. And, so if you're, if you see a cloud that's over it and you're at a time, you can always delay it for, half a minute or something like that without it really being that noticeable.
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually seen some of the people over there that had the 1:30 a.m. wake-up call. they were coming.
AM wake up call from where?
Well, they were coming from that Happy Valley place where we had lunch.
Oh, okay.
Where was it?
but somebody said people were coming from Alexandria on the same day and then going back. How could you do that?
That's yeah.
That'd be like a 7-hour, maybe a 7-hour plane ride.
Well, it's no worse than, say, getting on a plane and traveling halfway around the world, but.
Yeah,
good point. Fair point, well taken.
Exactly. How long was it from Cairo to the Mazda?
I think the actual trip was only 6 hours or so. But
that was only 6 hours. That means that to here is 9 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours to here. Nine hours traveling, 4 hours, 5 hours solar eclipse, and 9 hours back. That's a long day.
Yeah. Well, I would do it.
for the hardy of hearts.
I mean, I'd definitely prefer to have a hotel, say, right here.
Yes.
Yes, from the balcony.
Yeah.
Set of things from the balcony.
There is something to be said for a cruise for these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really do need recliners.
Let me guess.
Yeah. I can certainly imagine that I could see something, but I don't think things are powerful right now for me today. I thought you said it was like 10 minutes later before you could see it with the naked eye. I think we're probably just imagining it. Well, see, I'm seeing something at like 2 o'clock. I thought it was supposed to be at 4 or 5 o'clock.
Well, it's like at 3:15. Yeah, well, there's definitely a shadow coming in.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it depends on your...
Yeah, that's true. If you turn around this way and look up, then it's at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Hey, you're right.
What, they saw a cloud?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you can't look at it with this either.
It's the only cloud in the sky.
And it's gonna stay right there.
No.
Yeah, I guess it's not quite as bright as it should be. I mean,
well, it just look almost to this, block the sun with your hand, you can see it.
Oh yeah, right.
Perfectly positioned. You know?
Yeah. So let me see if I can get that.
I don't know what you need to do.
No, I just need to do it. See, I don't need to actually see it. I just need to have the.
Right, but does it harm the camera?
No. Yeah, that's right, boy. The one cloud.
story. And evidently, these guys were on a hill, and this one cloud moved in right at totality, and 1,000 people were running down the hill.
I bet. Carrying all their gear.
Yeah, whatever they could carry in.
I heard that happens, though. I don't know. It seems like it.
I'm sure it does. So are these the good luck bears?
Yep.
They're working.
I'm going to try to memorize the color. This is almost where you want a color reference. Like, I know in graphic arts, they used to use a thing called color aid, literally colored pieces of paper.
Well,
hold up,
the
and you could then take
white.
The piece of paper.
The corona is pearly white.
Yeah.
But the if there's any prominence, it's H alpha. Just look up on a color chart, H alpha. 6553. I mean, that's easy to get.
I remember by eye the corona having a purplish, but a very interesting, subtle, you know, coloration to it. I mean,
I've never seen purple.
Well, not a deep purple. We'll see. This is okay. Why I'm back here.
Okay.
That's my memory from 46 years ago.
Where did you see it?
Norfolk, Virginia. It was the March 1978 eclipse.
March 1970. I saw that from Chatham, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh. Yeah, about 2 minutes of totality in Norfolk.
Yeah.
And
I
a beautiful
that.
Blue sky
that was my
day
first
there.
Eclipse.
Well, mine too.
This is my 10th.
Yeah. Well, you got a few more than me in between. I guess that's Howard's 10th too.
Hmm?
Howard says it's about his 10th.
Yeah, he's been up there.
I don't know if he's counting Mongolia where he got clouded out, but he was there, you know.
Well, I count, the only one I got clouded out is Kapchat in 72. And I count because I had up to a minute and a half before totality, and then starting 5 minutes after totality. And one cloud went over for that.
Oh, wow.
And I got all the partials to prove it, including the cloud to prove it. I was beating the ground like I couldn't believe it. I absolutely could not believe it.
Prince Edward Island.
Man.
Well, I better get prepared with the black light.
Hawaii, 91, where we were, we just had a little slot in the clouds.
Let's go to Hawaii.
Hmm? Ah, it was the place to be.
I didn't want to go to Mexico. It's in the desert. Hawaii sounded like a whole lot better place.
This is where you got to really pay attention to weather prospects. Now, Hawaii claimed 82-83% chance of clear weather, right?
Yeah.
But if you look at the hourlies, it's cloudy, 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 starting around 10 o'clock, like here. Clear, 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 clear. They count that as a clear day. The eclipse was at 8 a.m. That's why I wasn't in Hawaii.
Yep.
Well,
yeah.
I saw it.
Okay. I'm
saw it too.
I enjoyed being in Hawaii.
That's fine. That's
I saw it too, but I was in Baja.
As opposed to 7 minutes in Baja. Yeah. So to me, there was a no-brainer. You know? Sorry, you won't catch me in any place unless it's absolute longest and absolute best weather. When those two lines cross, that's where I am. So you can tell where I'm going to be.
It was Kenya in 73. Wonderful.
Some people like to live dangerously. And some go for the sure thing.
Taxi picture.
And what are you doing? What's your...
I'm just hanging around. Actually, my unusual activity is this.
What is it?
It's a voice recorder.
Nice. Digital?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been recording for...
Sounds and...
For 3 hours now.
Just as you're going around.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be darned. Hello. That's neat.
So
that's neat. An audio document.
Yeah. So that was not suggested this year in the lead-up talk, but it has been frequently in the past. So I thought, you know, that really would be...
Yeah.
So I grabbed this as I was heading out the door.
Gosh, that has that much time on it, huh?
Yeah, it's a 256 meg of MP3,
okay.
which is hours and hours.
Yeah.
Because it's not at the same stereo quality as...
Exactly.
So I'll go play with it and add something reasonable, you know?
Cool. God.
I'll send you a copy.
Would you? That'd be awesome. We'll put it on the website.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't mind.
No, that'd be cool.
Wow.
Venus?
Without the glasses.
Do you see it?
No, but they're...
Venus will find out.
I'm not seeing it. I'm expecting it over there. Just get Venus to move, then we'd be able to see it easily.
Yeah, I can see all these little sets, you know.
Well, it's supposed to be like 60 degrees, or no, you know, less than that. Yeah, it's supposed to be, you know, somewhere right over there, but I don't see it. Oh, I see it. It's right where I was pointing.
So let me stand behind you.
It's right here. It's just, look at the angle of my fingers. And so I'm pointing at the sun and I'm pointing at Venus. So it's... oops, I lost it.
Yeah.
There it is, yeah. So it's like from here, it's between those two telephone poles.
Okay.
Between those first two. And it's, you know, up that far. So it's like 45 degrees, 40 degrees off the horizon.
Oh, I got it.
From here, between those first two telephone poles.
The first two.
The furthest over two. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about halfway up
towards the sun. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just jumped out.
Popped out. Yeah. Now you can't miss it.
Right? I'm still... Okay.
I'm still...
We're still looking.
And it is definitely getting colder.
Yeah, I think it's time to put the jacket back on. Little breeze coming up.
Get
on with it, huh?
Yeah, really.
Stay cool, stay cool. There'll always be another one.
Yeah, I just tried. Okay, it's brightening.
Well, it should still be another minute.
Yeah, that's how good a pair I can
hear. I can't make the thing work.
I know the parking lot.
Yeah, I had it working.
I know, but don't miss the water change.
I love
the sea. I see Mercury.
Mars. Oh yeah, there's another red one. What a red dot. Wow.
Shadow Band.
I did diamond rings on both ends. Yeah.
Don't you want to push the moon back in there?
Yeah, really.
Okay, rerun.
Yeah, that one was really good. I always wanted this better one.
That was spectacular.
Yeah, the solar minimum ones tend to be nicer.
And then
the
red, what are the red things called?
The solar brushes?
No, the red, like, flares.
Flares, yeah.
Yeah, the two on that side and then the one on this side.
The streamers aren't as big as I have seen them, but it was okay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I was calmer this time. Usually I go bananas. Oh, wow.
There you go, guys. There's your picture. That's your picture.
My camera died. But I was able to get some good wraps. Not at the right exposure setting, but I was able to get some good wraps.
How you doing? Well, mine died too. I don't know what other one that died.
Oh, well.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
The
spectroscope.
What has it? Yes, I haven't noticed you that way, but even then it wouldn't wind right.
Ah, well.
I couldn't make good contact on the speed. I have to order a few for this to get that.
You got some good pictures of the eclipse itself.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to do bracketing and
something was wrong and I let it go. That's exactly what you do. You just enjoy.
Yeah, that's right.
And maybe we got a picture, or maybe we.
I got a picture, but I just don't think it's a real good one. But it's a picture.
If it records a lot, then we can maybe salvage it in the computer.
I don't think you can see the disc. I think it's washed out of the sun, but you can see the.
Okay.
Only 4 minutes, huh?
That's all you got.
Fred's got his editing all in progress already.
Yeah. The gratification thing, I don't know.
My first met at dinner.
Congratulations.
I was a bit worried this morning. But then I thought, well, the sun gets a bit more power, but yeah, I didn't know whether that was my insight in the weather or just optimism.
Yeah. No, that was a 10.
Yeah, I believe so.
That was a very spectacular corona when it's asymmetric like that. I've never seen it so distinguished.
It all depends on the solar cycle, and every part of the cycle has their own typical corona, so that makes it so interesting. But this is, and I also had some time to look around. It was orange sunset all around. It's spectacular.
How'd it turn out?
I just hung up the telescope.
just
because it's not conducive to this. It wasn't worth the hassle. I wanted to enjoy it. And I did.
Good. Well, there's always next time for the equipment.
Yeah.
Trouble with the camera to boot, so that's why.
I dropped my camera right there, right before the beach.
Yeah.
I just watched.
Yeah.
With the binoculars on it.
So I can't really give you a.
Well, I just.
But it's just. Yeah. It was a beautiful one.
And that's.
No complaints.
I'm trying to take the picture.
Okay.
Don't waste the electrons on me. So?
That was excellent.
Yeah.
That was the most spectacular corona I've seen.
Well, like I say, 91 was, I thought.
The 91 was also very, but it wasn't as asymmetric as this one.
Yes. Yes.
This is the most asymmetric that I've seen. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The 91 had some very distinctive lobes.
Uh-huh.
But it was not anywhere near as, I mean, this was like 2-1.
Yeah. This looked like it was polarized or something.
Yeah, so.
I'm just double checking here and making sure, you know, I've got this the way I want it. Yeah, no, I'm jazzed. I'm a happy camper. I'm not jumping in ecstasy, but I'm not depressed either, so. It's a reasonable state to be in. A little more, maybe more towards the depressed side, but hey, it's okay.
Yeah.
All right, the next one's longer, right?
No,
or China's longer.
The 2009 in China is longer.
Mm.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a lot like 91 in Baja.
Right.
If the weather permits. When is my next picture due?
So I was asking, someone else is taking a series. Isn't taking, you know, the series obsolete since you can combine everything with digital? I mean, it used to be a card trick to be able to take everything on one piece of
paper. Oh, I'm not trying that.
Oh, okay.
No, but I just like to get a series. I basically have gone from doing one every 5 or 10 minutes to doing before, nibble, halfway to second contact, a bunch of crescents at around second contact because it's there, and then going out the same way. But I don't have this long string of partial phases. That's just, I never used them, so as slides. Now I might do something different, but I can borrow Fred for that too. So.
Yeah. I may wait.
All right. Well.
Go ahead and sit.
Half the group, most of the group gets to go home on a very happy note, and my group just gets to relax and enjoy Egypt now without having to worry about an eclipse.
Yeah.
So.
Do we know how Turkey did?
You're doing
12C, yeah.
Two of mine.
Yeah, we just start when we get back to Cairo.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from Turkey yet, right?
They haven't done it yet.
Yeah, they're actually, I think Totality is reaching them right about now.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I think
what have you heard about Libya and Niger and stuff like that?
No news. We've been up here.
Yeah, well, that's true. I didn't know if you had
any kind. No good access here. I was spending most of the morning worrying about the clouds, and then I was getting set up worrying about the eclipse.
Uh-huh.
And we can't really have done much better.
Boy, I don't know how you do any better than this.
Yeah.
Well, if you had, like, if we were on a hilltop and there was another hill that we could see the shadow approaching on, that would be better.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there are ways to improve this, but you're starting to push the envelope a bit on doing that, so, you know, it's okay.
Apparently walking to the car is not possible.
So they were supposed to drive in through here and glad hand a little bit with the American Americans and then come back. But that's
I saw all the tripods. It looked too scary. All these little miniature mortar launcher things, you know.
Oh, really? I don't know. At this, it reached a point where he's not coming. I got serious things to worry about. Presidents I don't need. Eclipses I do. If he comes now, I'll be happy to shake his hand, say what a great, you know, Egypt put on a great show. Thank you very much. And